It seemed like the Predators put a lot of responsibility with you right away. They gave you a lot of power play time. Is that something that you embraced, having that responsibility right off the hop?
Yeah, I mean, I pride myself on being able to do that kind of stuff in those kind of situations. And, you know, I want to be a guy that's counted on by coaches and teammates to, you know, come through in crucial times and games. And, you know, I work at that kind of stuff all the time. Just, you know, the stuff I try and do well on the power play to generate offense, and the stuff that I try and do in the D zone to, you know, stay solid out there and make it easy for my teammates to play with me and read off me. So, you know, there's so many different things in this game that you can work on, and it says you're never going to be a perfect player, and there's always something to work on. So, you know, that's just kind of the way I look at things.
What about your 2 years in the NHL? How did you develop as a player?
Well, I kind of took things one step at a time. You know, I was given a role by Nashville that I had to try and adapt to. I was playing 20 to 25 minutes in Milwaukee before I got called up, and my role in Nashville when I got called up was, you know, a 10 to 13 minute role. And, you know, you ask any player when their minutes go down, it's a lot harder to adjust to than when your minutes go up. You have to focus on staying in a game rather than just getting in the flow of it and, you know, staying positive. It's a mental grind when your minutes get cut like that. It's, you know, you start wondering, is it something I'm doing? Am I not doing something right? Are the coaches, you know, disappointed with me? What do I got to do to get my minutes? And, you know, mentally is probably the toughest part about it. But, yeah, in terms of my role in Nashville, it was tough to adapt to. But like anything else, you just got to work at it. And, you know, that I kind of taught myself a lot. And just, you know, I watched the way guys reacted to certain situations, like the older guys when things weren't going their way and when they'd get sad or whatever, and just how they kind of dealt with things. And I tried to be a student of the game the best I could and try and improve that way. You know, it was just the situation I was put in, and I kind of had to earn my stripes.
Barry Trotz is a coach. What did he do for your career?
Barry's a great player's coach. You know, he understands the game, and he understands the family aspect of things. And, you know, he's a coach that you can really talk to. You know, a lot of coaches, that's very hands-off, and you know, you rarely ever talk to him, whereas Trotsky, he's, you know, he wants to know how things are going with your family and stuff like that. And, you know, he'd ask me, you know, how's dad doing? You know, because he comes down for the father's trip, and you go, how's your dad doing, kind of thing. And, you know, it's nice to get that out of coaches. You know, it's tough when they're playing the mind games with you, when you're sitting there wondering what they're thinking, and they're not giving you anything. So he was a great coach that way, and, you know, I learned a lot from him.
Cody Franson with us. Tell me about Nashville in the playoffs. You get to the second round this year, it seemed like it exploded even more. What's Music City like in the playoffs?
Nashville's a great city to play in. You know, their fan base is growing more and more each year. You know, last year the fan base really picked up. I think our average last year was a little over 14,000, and we sold out every playoff game. I think we had 16 sellouts compared to the 4 in the previous year. And, you know, they hired a couple people to come in and try and help in that area in terms of sales and stuff like that. And they did a great job. The fans in Nashville are unbelievable. You know, it is, you know, going to Toronto is going to be unbelievable. But Nashville, it's, you know, it was my first home, you know, and the fans there were, you know, they're Southern people. They're football fans, you know, right. They're rowdy. And it was a completely different experience for me. And I had a lot of fun playing in front of them.
The trade to Toronto, did it catch you off guard? Did you know it might be coming? How, your reaction to that?
I had no idea, to be honest with you. I was in New York for a wedding. One of my good friends, Mark Dekanich, I played with him in the minors for a couple years. He was getting married, and me and my girlfriend went down there and supported him in that. And we were having breakfast with him the next morning. And my phone rang at about, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock Eastern time. And it was Mr. Poile saying, you know, this isn't a good phone call. And I was like, okay, you know, what did I do wrong? And he's like, we traded you. And I was just, I didn't know what to say. And I was like, okay. And he's like, yeah, and Toronto offered up something that we couldn't refuse. And, you know, we had to make the move. He goes, it's the business side of things. But, you know, thanks for your time in Nashville. We appreciate everything you did. Good luck in Toronto. And I was just kind of, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't even get a chance to kind of ask what the trade was. You know, so we kind of got off the phone, and I just kind of stood there and, like, just kind of flabbergasted. I didn't know what to do or what to say, and my girlfriend's looking at me like, you know, what just happened? You know, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I just got traded to Toronto. And she's like, what? You know, and I was like, yeah, one phone call just changed my whole life. You know, like I was getting prepared to go back to Nashville, and it was all I'd ever known. I'd never been traded before. I started in Vancouver with juniors, and, I played my 3 years there. I went to Milwaukee, never got moved. Nashville, 2 years. You know, I'd never gone through the process of being traded before, so it was a completely new feeling for me, and I didn't know exactly how to deal with it at first, but after about an hour and a half, it kind of set in that, you know, okay, I'm going to Toronto. Like, this is awesome. You know, it was my favorite team growing up, and, my whole family is a bunch of Leaf fans. So, once that started to set in and we started realizing how much of an opportunity it's going to be for me, and, it's nice to get a fresh start every once in a while, go into, play under new coaches and, learn new things from them. And, you know, when you play in a city for a while and you play under the same coaches, they start to label you as a guy that, depending on how you play, you might not be a PK guy. They might not trust you in these certain situations, or they just don't see you as that type of player. And it's nice to, get out of that for a while. You know, I kind of get a fresh start with Toronto, and, I know that I can do those jobs. I can kill penalties and, play those top 4 minutes. And, I personally believe I can do that kind of stuff. And it was beginning to get a little tiresome and trying to prove that to them. So it's nice going to Toronto with new coaches and a new situation and starting from scratch.
Sounds like you're looking at this as an opportunity.
Yeah, I talked to my agent after it happened, because he didn't have any idea what was going on either. And I was like, how do I look at this? And he's like, what do you mean? And I said, I've never been traded before. Like, I don't know what to think. Like, was it because I played bad that Nashville wanted to trade me, or is it, he goes, oh God, no. He goes, no. He goes, anytime you get traded, it's because the other team wants you. He goes, unless it's something like you clear waivers and they just, they're willing to risk losing you at a very small cost. He goes, anytime you're in a trade like that, it's because the other team wanted you. He goes, this is a good thing for you. And he said, you get a new start, like I was saying. He said, you get a chance to go in there and prove yourself and try and, work your way up the lineup. And, he said, it's an opportunity for me to really earn my stripes and become a player. And I kind of took that in, and I got off the phone with him a couple minutes later and just kind of sat there on the deck with my girlfriend, and I called my parents and told them what my agents had told me, and it was a very different but fun experience for me, to kind of see things in a different light like that and go through that.